Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
I'm Freya Gelling.
I'm Dora Jimray.
I'm Lucy Sloan. We're here from Castle Rushen High School representing Village Africa.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
So the charity started in 2006 after an 82-year-old man fell out of a tree while picking mangoes. Our charity representative Caroline was visiting at the time and she had a religious calling to visit the mountain, and she witnessed this man fall and she wondered why he wasn't going to hospital. And that was because the hospital was so far away because the village is so isolated. So she took him to hospital, and after that, that's how the ambulance service began since that day. And the charity's main aims are to help healthcare, children, and creating jobs for the people in Yamba.
Tell us about your team.
So we're from Castle Rushen High School. We're all in year 12, and we were already friends previously, but then as our enrichment option in school, we decided to pick Charity Challenge, so we were all a group together. Yeah, I communicate mostly with Francis, who he used to go to the Simba Club, which was like the school that Village Africa funds and stuff. He was like a product of that, so I talk with him mostly, and Caroline, the representative.
So I deal with all the social media. We have an Instagram page. So that keeps everything updated. When we have events, I keep like up to date with all the organising of those events and advocating it around school, make sure everyone comes and stuff like that. And then Lucy?
I handle the money side of things. So whenever we receive donations, I make sure it goes towards the charity and set up the GoFundMe and things like that.
Who is the charity for?
The charity is for the citizens of Yamba. So Yamba is a very isolated village in rural Tanzania. It's like very high up in the mountains. So because of how isolated they are, our charity provides them with services they couldn't access before, like having an ambulance, having schools, things like that.
What are your main goals?
Our main goals are to create as much recognition as possible for this charity because it's so small. Like, we're trying to raise as much awareness as possible to hopefully grow the charity. Also, the competition, the final on the 26th of March. So at the final, I think we're against five other schools, and it's just a 10-minute presentation. Yeah, and then the judges ask you some questions after, and then, yeah, there's an advocacy prize, and then first, second and third.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Village Africa is based in the UK, and then the Tanzanian-based charity is Viad Hikana, which translates to It Is Possible. And Village Africa is partnered with this charity, so all Village Africa does is fund the work that, and Viad Hikana in Tanzania providing these services. So, and also we work with another charity called Education Saves Lives, and they provide health seminars in local languages, so we use their CDs to give the health seminars out to the citizens of Yamba.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
Obviously the competition finishes next week after the finals, but despite that we still want to continue our work for Village Africa. Since we've been working with Village Africa, we have realised that it's been greatly affected by the cost of living crisis, and this means that it's really struggling to get the funds and donations that they usually get from the sponsors. So hopefully over the next 5 years, our advocacy and our fundraising can contribute towards keeping Village Africa going, because it is going through a rough patch at the moment.
How is the charity funded?
So the charity is mainly funded through donations, and there's also the sponsorship scheme for the Simba Club, which where sponsors like help a child through their education. But obviously with the cost of living crisis, they're not meeting their financial goal per year, which is why they're really struggling at the moment. They're also saving to buy a new ambulance because their old one is getting quite... It's like 10 years old, so they need a new one, so they're saving for that. But yeah, mainly sponsors and donations.
How can people support you?
So people can support Village Africa through their website, which is villageafrica.org.uk. They have a link to donate there. They can also donate through our GoFundMe, which goes directly to the charity, which you can find on our Instagram, which is Village Africa Support.
Where can people find out more?
Obviously, you can go onto Village Africa's website. That will give you a lot of information. That's where we got a lot of our information. You can also visit their Facebook page. If you email their official email, then they're really good at responding to you and they'll help with anything that you need. Or you can message our Instagram and we'll answer any questions to the best of our ability.
The Charity of the Week. Profile complete.